Long Talk Radio.
Heaven's of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
I can feel the presence of the Lord.
Lord. 475-4800, and the access code is 759-849-POUND. And on Tuesday night for Bible study, you can call that number too, because the Bible study is interactive. In other words, you'll be able to ask questions or comment on what's going on.
Amen.
So
amen.
Praise God for
hallelujah.
You. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to make a declaration.
Thank you.
Years ago, there was this guy who didn't really serve God. And some would even call him an infidel. Some would even call him a heathen. And he didn't even think about calling on the name of Jesus. He went about doing his own thing, whatever felt good to him. But somewhere along the line, thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Father.
Somebody prayed for Earl Burke.
Thank you, Jesus.
They called my name out to the Father, God, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God said, oh, okay. We'll get right on that. Because the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And today I'm here because of prayers of some folks. Some folks have gone on to be with the Lord now, but they prayed for me. Some folks are still here, and they prayed for me. So look here. We're going to pray for others right now. We're going to put people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings, because when the praises go up,
blessings come down.
The blessings come down. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Have an attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
When you start your day off with an attitude of gratitude, God can't help but give you favor. When you begin, hallelujah, to think about the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah, and all that he's done for you, you can't help yourself but have an attitude of gratitude. So we're going to pray for others as I play this music in the background. Hallelujah. You can begin to put people's names up into the atmosphere, whether friends, families, co-workers, church members, people you know, people you know about. Could be even enemies you want to pray for, because you know they need God. Hallelujah. So they won't be enemies anymore. They're going to be friends. Hallelujah. Put them up in the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Let's begin to just praise
God
as we get ready. Because God is going to add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to this in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise
you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
God.
Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for Pastor Peaches, and we pray for, hallelujah, go to Minister Jerry and Rakim and Deacon AJ and Mother of the Lord's House, and Jeanette Harris, and Yvette, and Rosalind, and Ronald. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray for, hallelujah, our sister Julie, and Anna, and Ava, and Kitty, and little Kitty, and Stephanie, little Stephanie, and Desiree, and Monica, and Julius, and Joshua, and little Mitchell, and big Mitchell, and Victor, and Darlene. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray for Minister, hallelujah, Minister Linda, and we pray for Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Suda and Alan and Donna and Tiffany and Bianca and all the family. We pray for Coco and Faith, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We pray, Gloria, hallelujah. We pray for Latricia, Latricia and Tiny. Happy holiday. We pray for Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique and still another Dominique. Hallelujah. We pray for Bishop and another Lucia and that Bolton. We pray for Earl, another Earl, another Earl, another Earl, and one more Earl. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray for Bishop, for Danielle, another Danielle, another Danielle, another Danielle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray for Pamela Bird. We pray for Pamela and another Pamela and another Pamela. Hallelujah. Pamela Curtis. We pray for Bishop. Another Pamela. Hallelujah. Glory to me. We pray for Tavon and another Tavon, another Tavon, and another Tavon. Glory to God. And Travion. We pray for Joyce Simpson and another Tavon and Maurice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My yellow bush. We pray for Pesha. We pray for Apostle Roger Mercer. He just came from a missionary trip to Pakistan and to the islands. We pray for Yada Bushala. Brought her back home safely. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray for Pastor Lewis Wright, Pastor Viola Wright, Pastor Maxine Lee. Hallelujah. Pastor Theodis Lee. We pray for Lil and Joan and Irene and Carl and Jim. We pray for the whole family. We pray for Prophet Cynthia. We pray for another Prophet Cynthia. Glory to God. We pray for Yvette, hallelujah, going to Yvonne, Mr. Janice, hallelujah, we pray for hallelujah, we pray for Ruby Smith and Mandy and Darlene and Gary and Joshua, hallelujah. Yes, we pray for Apostle Bryce Smith, First Lady Linda Smith, hallelujah, we pray for Apostle Justin Harlan. Hopper, Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. And Father God, we don't know what to pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit does to make the intercession for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. You ain't said one more verse in the name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Bless signs, wonders, miracles and blessings follow in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Jesus. And at this time, I'm going to play another selection. And at the end of that selection, the next voice you will hear will be of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, woman of the word, guardian of the altar, a demon destroyer, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
And glory, honor, and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God. He is one that falls.
Come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power.
Honor and glory.
Unto the Lord our God.
Unto the Lord our God.
I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty.
The Lord our God.
Yes, the Lord our God.
Jesus is good.
Yeah.
All the truth.
Sweeter than the honey.
Hallelujah. Jesus is good all the time. Hallelujah. Even when you can't see his hand, you're able to trust his plan because you know that what he's doing is all for your good. You don't understand. And so it doesn't mean you're not going to cry sometimes. And you're not going to say, Lord, I don't understand. I don't understand why this happened. And I told the Lord that night, like, Lord, I don't see. I don't understand. But Lord, I trust you. I trust you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And who are you trusting today?
Hallelujah. Thank you.
My question, who are you trusting? Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:20 says, I am able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. And some of us can have the wrong imagination.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You believe in God for something, you're like, oh, God, and I want this, and I want that. And when you believe in for a vehicle, and I want heated seats, and I want this on the side, and I want bling, and I want this, and that. And then when God gives it to you, he thought about the things that you didn't even think about. Keep the word of God in us.
Hallelujah. Something to go out the red light. Danger, danger. You were telling me danger, danger. And you say, oh, praise the Lord, brothers. Praise the Lord, sister. Ain't you right, of course. Oh, my God. So child of God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God's not going to let you, he's not going to let you down. He's not going to let you, he's not going to leave you an egg on your face. He's not going to say, okay, boo-boo the fool, you've been fooled again. God doesn't want his children fooled. He doesn't want us to be, conniving or being conniving or being slicked out and standing there. We at the altar and the man done took off, and you got a church full of people waiting for, they're supposed to wait for you to come down the aisle, but they wait for him to come out the office with the preacher, and somebody makes the announcement, I'm sorry, they won't be at wedding today. God doesn't leave you like that. God doesn't, he doesn't have things. He doesn't do things like that. So, thanks to God, be encouraged to continue to trust God, no matter how things may look, seem, feel. God is somebody that you can trust. You can take his word to the bank. He will love you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. And he will love you to the ends of the earth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be serious. Please, son of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Pastor Peaches.
Yes, hallelujah.
You know, I'm going to need you because I guess we talked too long and our connection is
hallelujah.
Not there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We got it. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Y'all pray up in here.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, see, because look here, if the recording don't sing, you know what I'm going to do.
Oh,
somebody's praying, Lord, please. There it is. Hallelujah. I was getting ready to sing, y'all. Let's put the music through. Post-cross, we aren't standing on holy ground.
We are holy ground.
Amen.
You need to understand who you really are and whose you really are.
Thank you, God.
First Corinthians chapter 11.
Thank you, Jesus.
Verse 23
through
30 is the text that we use for Holy Communion. And ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, I don't know how cool that was, but every time I heard that, I started thinking about myself and my sin and my standing with God. So you know what I did?
What?
I go to God. I said, Father, I thank you for your covenant name, your number one covenant name. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I repent. You are Jehovah Sitkanu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I repent of everything I said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive me of every sin of omission and commission, as I forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to me,
Amen.
Whether real or imagined.
Thank you.
I thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I forgive myself. I hold no grudges, no resentment.
Thank you, God.
So in the text of today, it says to examine yourself.
Yes.
And see, we thank God that that life is an open book text. So the answer to that is found in your word, Lord. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. 1 Peter 2:24b says,
yes.
With the stripes we were healed.
Yes.
And if we were healed, we are healed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you wash out sin with your own blood. Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven.
Thank you, Father.
So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
Thank you, Father.
Now in the text on today, the word of the Lord says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Peruka Shaladonai. That means, blessed be God the Lord.
Blessed be God the Lord.
We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully desire the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating, drinking blessings to ourselves,
yes.
Strength to ourselves,
yes.
Healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Close your voice,
thank you, God.
Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Shall call you up or you get out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you said, spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it.
Hallelujah.
In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you, Lord, for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself, Lord.
Yes.
It's your word. Psalms 138:2.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord right there.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The other one shall shout out
of you. Oh, bless your name, Lord. We love you.
On the same night
in
which the Lord Jesus was betrayed. Shakara de Bosch and today, Timani. The end of the bush and today. He took the bread. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And when he had given
thanks,
thank you.
Hallelujah.
He took the bread. Lord, thank you. Thank you. And when he had given thanks.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
He took the bread and he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you,
Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Exodus 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you. None of the diseases of Egypt or of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood,
thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you for your word.
Pray in the
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Shout out another word for the other.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shout out another word.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. As the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
Watch out, honey. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishka, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every case against us and our family. Every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every curse against us and our family. Every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We remember you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for holy communion on today.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Because of who we are.
Hallelujah.
Whose we are. And what we are. We boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family, in our extended family. According to Job 22:28. Hallelujah. Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, saved in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. The gifts of ministry are helps. We're creative. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling
and present a song before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only Lord God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And the church said,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But I want to talk a little bit
Now, when we talk to folk about getting your composition and notebook and the ink pen or something to write with, I mean that. We mean that. Because folk have been going to church for 50 years and still don't know the 66 books in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
They still don't know other things about the Word. Because they have not received the teaching that this is a preparation center.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're here to perfect the saint, to mature the saint.
Amen.
For the work of the ministry.
Yes.
The work of the ministry is not in here except for the training. It's out there.
Lord,
on your job, in your community, in your family.
Yes,
yes, yes. So hopefully everybody got something to write with, got something to write on. Hallelujah. Praise
yes.
God. Amen. Cause you got a Bible? Y'all got Bibles up in here? Because
yes.
If you don't have a Bible, Deacon AJ, do we have any Bibles back there? We can
yes.
get somebody if they don't have one?
Yes, I have one.
All right. Okay, and composition notebook that
yes.
I got. Let me just share something with you. Because this is part two of something I started on Wednesday. Hallelujah. And there was a man named Rene Descartes.
Yes.
Major notes, okay, he was French, that's right. He was born March 31st, 1596. He died February 11, 1650. But the most significant thing he ever said, he was a Catholic scientist and philosopher and inventor. He was a lot of things. But what he said has lasted hundreds of years. Because when I was in my first year, undergraduate study, and I had a course in philosophy, they told me this statement. Rene said, I think, therefore I am.
Amen.
So you guys that you weren't really alive, if you can think, you're alive, okay?
Amen.
All those that woke up this morning, say amen.
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 All those that didn't wake up this morning, say amen. Praise God. Y'all are listening. Y'all are listening now.
Yes, yes.
We caught them folk last week. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
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 I want to share with you the title. The message. This is part two. What zone are you living in? Tell someone, say, neighbor,
neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
What zone are you living in?
What zone are you living in?
Tell another neighbor. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
What zone are you living in?
What zone are you living in?
I said, what in the world is he going to be talking about? Well, if you were on the Wednesday virtual service, you know what I'm talking about. In 1943, the U.S. Postal Service came up with zones to try to move the mail a little bit faster from one destination to another. That was cool. And July 1st, 1963, 20 years later, Bentley Hahn, that's Bentley H-A-H-N came up with a new wrinkle. He called it ZIP code. The ZIP is an acronym for Zone Improvement Plan. Y'all need to remember that, so if y'all in a party, yeah, that's just something y'all can share that nobody else knows. But the significant part of that is that it actually speeded up the delivery of the mail. Everybody lived in 1943, a zone. and then they lived into in a zip code. Ain't nobody walking this earth. Amen. Zones in other countries too. Ain't nobody not in a zone. You say, what about the people who transition and gone? Well, wherever they buried, that's where the body, it's in a zone. I need to ask you again, what zone are you living in? There are four zones. You need to write it down, y'all, because you may see this again somewhere, or you may be asked this. Four zones. The first zone is the twilight zone. The second zone. Okay, twilight zone. I think that's T-W-I-L-I-T-H-T or something like that. I don't know. Spell it the way you can, the way you can figure it out.
Hallelujah.
That's the first zone. Then the second zone is the dead zone. Do I have to spell that? Hallelujah, glory to God. The dead zone. Then you've got the comfort zone. Then you got the guard zone. I don't have to spell that, do I?
No.
Okay, praise God. Hopefully. So the four zones that you're living in.
Twilight zone.
The dead zone. The comfort zone. And the guard zone. Now, there's certain things that power these zones. And it's not the postal service either. The twilight zone is powered by carnal imagination. You know, you're just out there on planet X in some other galaxy, far, far away. You built an imaginary castle in the sand, and you decided to live in it. You're in the twilight zone, okay? You just out there. They say zoned out. You're in the twilight zone.
Yeah.
Then you have the dead zone. The dead zone means, that means something's dead, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Your conscience is dead. Are there folk who have their conscience dead? They're dead in their sin. They don't receive no communication from God. God tried to get to them, but they done blocked it off. They done said, I ain't going that way. I'm comfortable in my sin. You know, I'm going to be this, or I'm going to be that. I ain't worried about Jesus Christ or anybody, Dr. Cross or anything. They're in the dead zone. Those folk in there are the folks that decided to flow with the unpardonable sin. They in the dead zone. Then you got the, dead zones, y'all know dead zones because like you're riding up in the mountain and you're trying to get your cell phone and there's no reception. You have no signal. They ain't receiving no signal. Those folks in dead zones don't receive no signal. They don't want to. They don't want to. Then you got the comfort zone. And folks say, well, I'm comfortable. The comfort zone is powered by fear. I need to say that because a lot of folks, you know, I don't want to have no sex. You want to be in the comfort zone. Guess what's the comfort zone? Failure. Dead dreams. Dead hopes. You just a step away from the dead zone. You in your comfort zone. You know, I don't want to step out and break. I just want to stay here where it's safe. And some folks, they didn't want to come out their house because there was the crime all over the place. And so you know what happened, don't you? They broke into their house and stole everything they had in the house. See, look here. You got to step out.
Amen.
And get into another zone.
Amen.
That's the guard zone.
Oh, my God.
The guard zone. You know what that's powered by?
Faith.
Oh, it's close. Somebody say it. It's powered by faith. Yes, it's powered by faith. And you can say the secondary of power is as well. That's right. But it's powered by faith. You
can have what you say. In fact, you predict what you're going to have in your life. In all of them, though. Because Proverbs 18 and 21 says, life or death is in the what?
Power of tongue.
And you keep saying the negative. Keep speaking hope, despair, and act, oh, there's no good man out here. Guess what? You ain't going to find one either. Ain't nothing coming your way either. Because you already spoke, you prophesied to yourself and your circumstances. Oh, I'll never get ahead. That's right. You don't spoke it. You prophesied to yourself.
That's right. Speak what you want.
Y'all got to understand, God created not just the earth, the universe.
Hallelujah.
By just speaking the word.
Hallelujah, yes, yes.
And then he made you in his own image. And you can do the same.
Amen, amen.
Now, you can speak a doom, despair, and agony on you. You can speak, nobody knows the trouble. Well, first of all, you're singing a lie. God knows what you're going through.
Yes.
He knows the end from the beginning. So he already knew what was coming your way. But he already said you win.
If
you're in Christ.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 2:14 says God always causes you. What does always mean?
Always.
Causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. You stay in Christ Jesus. You stay in the God zone. He's a winner. See, it's also misunderstand that word. They think I said whiner. Oh, that's folk in the comfort zone. And that might even be some folk in the dead zone or in the twilight zone. But people in the God zone are whiners. They're whiners.
Winners, that's right.
Oh, y'all can say that.
Amen.
I am a winner.
Right.
You know, but things are really rough. I mean, the world is. Why are you saying that? The Bible said that. You don't have to repeat that. That's not what God wants you to repeat. You know what God wants you to repeat?
What?
Look, He wants you to repeat. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Greater is He that's in me than He that's in the world. Come on. That's what God wants you to say. Not just gloom and despair.
That's right.
Y'all need to stop it.
Amen.
And then you wonder why you got stuff happening. You don't prophesy it to yourself.
Hallelujah.
You don't spoken it to being.
Hallelujah.
When God, first of all, everything was in his mind, was in the heart and mind of God. Then he took it out of his mind and he spoke it out of his mouth. And when he spoke it, oh, you can go back to Genesis 1.
Yeah.
I think 9 times the word of God says, and God said. And stuff happened immediately after God said.
Yes.
And see, guess what? You made it what?
Image of God.
And God, so immediately after you say something stupid, something hopelessness, fear, depression, all that, guess what's going to happen? Yeah. Whatever you say.
All
right. Y'all got to watch what you say.
Amen.
You got to really think about what you're thinking about, too. Because you can't see.
Right.
What you think, what you say, what you do, are seeds that are planted in your garden. Because you did it.
Right.
Don't you try to blame it on your mama, your daddy, the cat, the dog, the teacher, the white man, the black man, the orange man, the green man.
Right.
Amen.
You said it out of
your mama.
Your mama. Yeah, that's right.
It's bad enough to saute, marinate, ruminate, meditate on it in your mind. You got to stop that. You got to chase it out of there. You got to go shakara da bocha. Philippians 4:8. Think on some positive stuff. You can't be thinking that stuff and spending time thinking about it. You got to. I don't know how what I got.
going through to tell you, stop cutting your nose off to spite your face. Stop shooting yourself in your foot. I done heard so many times police officers with their gun and they made a mistake and shot themselves in the foot.
Oh,
and you got Christians doing the same thing. And they go down a litany of everything that's going on. Oh, the world, there ain't no good children out here. Well, all the bad children in the world gonna come by your house. Because you just told the good ones don't come by.
Okay.
You're bad teacher, you say there ain't no good children in this class. Guess what? Ain't gonna be no good children in the class. You're going to have Beavis and Butthead and the cousins, the nieces and nephews all in your class. See, you can have what you say.
Amen.
And what you say can either be one or two things.
Amen.
Can I see this?
Amen.
It's either going to be prophetic
or pathetic.
And if you don't heed to what I'm saying, and you say negative stuff out your mouth, it's pathetic.
Mm.
And then the sad part about it, some folks blame God. Say, God, blame God. But you spoke it out of your mouth. You had it in your heart.
Amen.
And then you spoke it out of your mouth. That's spiritual reality. The world did not come into being. The universe didn't come into being while it was in the heart and mind of God. It only came into being when he spoke it out of his mouth.
Amen.
Stop! Yeah, God, get a hold of yourself. You know, wait a minute now here. I'm going to put this down. You know, get a hold of yourself. Let me put this down.
Amen.
Y'all got to get a hold of yourself, y'all.
Amen.
Grab yourself. Wait a minute now. Sometimes, y'all, look here, there was a prophet. He didn't call himself a prophet. Nobody in his right mind would call a prophet but me. So y'all know y'all got a paper for the first. Flip Wilson had the show. And one of the things here, Reverend Leroy, every now and then, Reverend Leroy would preach a sermon. I don't remember any of the sermons that he preached except what? What did he say, Pastor Peters?
Loose lips sink ships.
And you wonder why your ship is at the bottom of the Chesapeake Bay. You wonder why your dream is at the bottom of the harbor. You wonder why your business is at the bottom of your bathtub. Because you had loose lips. You said the wrong thing or you told the wrong person. You know somebody is negative and you're going to tell them, I don't care if your family member, it might be your mama or your daddy or your brother or your sister. Sometimes they ain't happy for you.
Right.
Amen.
That's real right.
They ain't happy you want to do. It's just like a bottle of cars. They're all sisters and brothers in there and you try to get out. And you almost made it. You almost up to the top.
Yeah.
And they reach up and pull you back down. I said, no. Ain't nobody of your size done that. Ain't nobody your color done that. Ain't nobody that was born on the other side of the track. Or ain't nobody that was born under the track can do what. No, you can't do that. Nobody be interested in that.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you something. Y'all got to start listening to God.
Yeah.
Start looking at his word. Because life is an open book text. You've got to get in the word. I mean, there is something for everybody, for every circumstance in the word of God.
Yes, amen.
Oh, there's some smart folks there. Well, look here. Are there any cards in the Bible? and he tells them, look here, go back to Genesis. The Bible, and my Bible says, that God drove Adam and Eve out of God. I don't know how he did that, and I ain't going to speculate, because my job is not to connect the dots. He said, well, look, what about airplanes? Is airplanes in the Bible? You go to Ecclesiastes. We're talking about the birds of the air will take the word of God. So where's the word of God? It's in you. In you. In you. If the birds of the air will take the word of God, it's going to take you. To give the word. Well, I'm going to leave it alone.
Hallelujah.
Four zones. You live in a zone, baby.
Amen.
You can, I don't live in no zone. Yes, you do.
Amen.
My zip code is 21214, yeah.
Hallelujah.
But I live in a God zone.
God zone. Amen.
I mean,
amen.
You can live in a twilight zone and be spaced out. And you've seen them. They're spaced out. They look. 60,000 people in the stadium. If somebody ran across the field, knew just like they were born in this world. They in the twilight zone.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, on Green Island Avenue, trying to witness you folks, make it as a day for it. Twilight zone.
Twilight zone.
Dead zone.
Dead zone.
Bishop, in a large church organization, are practicing homosexual in the dead zone. Comfort zone. I really, you know, because I used to be in the comfort zone. You know, I used to be, because my biggest fear, I didn't want to tell God, I'll go anywhere you want me to go.
Yeah.
I was afraid they'd take me to Africa or Europe or anything like that. I was afraid they'd take me down to Saratoga in Utah or something like that. I wanted to stay in my comfort zone. But one day,
hallelujah.
I got out of my comfort zone and I didn't realize it. I found myself preaching the word of God somewhere down there in Saratoga.
Amen. Amen.
Holy Ghost helping us.
Yes. Thank you, God.
What zone are you living in?
Amen.
It's comfortable being in the comfort zone. Less stress. But there's some, my hallelujah. I wish I had some old saints up in here or some young saints that used to hear old saints.
Right.
If Jesus go with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me, wherever I be, if he is there. I count it a privilege. His cross to
what?
I did not give you the address. Pastor Peter, read the address before we call.
Hallelujah. John 1:1-4. Proverbs 3:5-6.
Hallelujah.
John chapter 1:1-4. Proverbs 3:5-6. Romans 1:17b, Galatians 3.
Just gonna read it again.
Galatians 3:11b, Isaiah, abbreviated, 43:1-3, Isaiah 60:1-3, St. John 1:1-4, Proverbs 3:5-6, Romans 1:17b, Galatians 3:11b, Isaiah 43:1-3, and Isaiah 60:1-3.
Okay, Pastor Peter, I want you to read that again. So.
these folks can get it here. Because somebody got two of them, and that's all. Praise the Lord. But these scriptures are good.
St. John 1:1-3. I'm sorry. This is 1-4. Proverbs, P-R-O-V, 3:5-6. Romans, R-O-M, 1:17b. Galatians, G-L, chapter 3:11b. Isaiah, I-S-H, 43:1-3. And Isaiah 60:1-3.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, everybody had a good time.
Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. This thing was just on me. Y'all going to have to read the scripture for yourself and connect the dots. The Holy Ghost, you tell the Holy Ghost, connect the dots, because he was going to say something else, because time is up for me. Amen. I might be part three. I don't know, because I have another message I need to share.